Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, listener letters plus a one-man band and plate spinners. It's coming up in just a minute.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klingenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hi, and good morning, and welcome to the Mr. Insinuation Show, the show, let's go to the phones and just go to the phones, huh? Good morning, you're on the program.
Hello, Mr. Insinuation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a...
Got a... Mm-hmm.
And it's with my wife.
Okay.
And, well, she...
She's not letting you...
You know,
or she's not giving you.
Well, yeah,
uh-huh.
And
boy.
You know, I was wondering how long that would.
She's not doing the.
Yeah. And
Okay. Have you tried?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, have you tried this?
No, we haven't.
Okay,
Mr.
Now,
I.
Have you followed? Now, if you tried that, follow it up with one of these.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, give it one of these.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
All right. Well, thank you for every...
That ought to get you...
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see by the way, we have a shortened show today. And thanks for calling today. And it's been the Mr. Insinuation Show. Mm-hmm. The show...
You know.
Yeah.
Right now.
Sure.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Time for our letters, as you know.
Yes, it is.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to lead things off.
Go right ahead.
With this letter coming to us. Yeah.
That's
now,
nice.
What is this supposed to be?
This is from our friend Steve in Hawaii.
I thought it was Bikini Bottom.
That's nice.
A few hours later.
Steve, on the Big Island. Oh, this is...
Which one's that?
yeah, what's the name of the Big Island?
It's a trick. It's like Iceland and Greenland.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Island, very small. we were talking about doing our show from Hawaii. Because we've been getting a lot of letters from different folks in Hawaii.
Isn't that
telling us to jump into a volcano.
There are a lot of Nuki and Mukalakanaka and stuff like that in Hawaii speak, right?
Yeah.
They've only got like three.
Beautiful language.
Three letters in their alphabet or something.
A lot of vowels. I'm not sure. But the point here is for you guys, this has got something for everybody.
Okay.
Steve said, Josh mentioned you'd need at least 3 weeks if you did your show from the Hawaiian Islands.
That's right. If we're going to go, let's go.
Yeah, we're not just going to go for a Monday morning and then head back. There's a great local comedy scene on the Big Island and Oahu. Then he says, Pad, you can get your comedy card stamped for performing in Hawaii.
I've done all 50 states, but I haven't performed in Hawaii. I've been there for work, but not performed on the
island. All right.
Which ones haven't you didn't? What else, like Delaware or Vermont?
All of those, yeah.
Oh, you've
yeah, 50 states.
So the only one you've never done a show in
is Hawaii. Yeah, I've been there for
Alaska?
Work to get on a cruise ship. Yeah,
Anchorage,
and I performed at 2:00 in the afternoon before the ship left. So technically, and I did the club in Anchorage.
Okay,
nice.
Okay, well, good. So there's something for you in Hawaii, from Steve. Christy,
someone in Hawaii loves you, Tom.
Well, that's nice.
Have you heard of that? Have you? Yeah.
Christy Lee said
that
you'll like this. You can legally ride in the bed of a truck in Hawaii.
Oh, there you go.
Fun.
Nice.
I'm not sure we can get that verified, but I know.
I think probably all bets are off in Hawaii, right? They don't care.
Maybe that should be fairly lawless.
It's gorgeous there. Yeah, 85 degrees. I heard the air is so damp, you don't even have to lick stamps. It just,
oh, no.
It just happens.
That's weird. That happens here, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In August.
Did you ever get one of those? stamps that they're pre-moistened. You'll lick it. Never mind.
Do they sell the stamps now that you have to lick?
They don't even sell stamps you have to lick, do they?
Yeah.
No.
He didn't say they did. He just said he licked a sticker.
You look like the kind of guy who wants to make sure that the stamp's going to stick to the letter.
I don't think I don't know the last time I mailed a letter.
Yeah, but you mail thank you cards and stuff.
I kind of have somebody else do it. So
yeah, I see you in the wetted sponge and your writing station.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Helping my mom do Christmas cards with a wet sponge.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm a rebate man, so I still send.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of my mom, she had this thing. I think it was called like Mr. Snippy. And when you were wrapping gifts, you'd put this thing in your hand and you could grip it and you'd slide it along and it would cut the paper.
Oh, yeah. That thing's great.
Yeah, yeah. I have one of those
in my office right now.
Is it still called Mr. Snippy?
Yeah. It didn't say it.
Oh, no, I don't think it was.
I've got one. I got two of those.
Well, I
got
to get one.
Right now.
I know, by the way, you know, chick's too modest to say this. I have never seen a heterosexual man pack and wrap a gift. Oh, sorry.
I do all right packing.
Rarely
too.
Do a heterosexual man pack.
I do okay.
Maybe they get drunk enough. He's an amazing gift wrapper.
Yes, he is.
It's astonishing. Mm-hmm. No extra paper.
Nope.
God, when I do it, it's just like.
Well, you're a mess.
Oh, God. I get it half wrapped and I just have to start cutting again.
You can tell folding. A lot about a man the way he wraps a gift.
A lot of tape.
You can't concentrate that long.
Good point. Also, of course, for you, Josh.
Yes.
Fishing in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Spear fishing. No, they do.
No, I know, but boy.
That's dangerous.
Well, so is regular fishing.
Yeah, I mean.
No, but spear fishing, you're underwater where the sharks live. And
you don't have to be.
And the fish start bleeding and they come.
I was thinking I'd do a Tom Hanks style.
Yeah.
Throw a spear.
And coming up, we have sharks in the news versus fishermen.
An
interesting new stat on sharks and fishing.
Take the sharks. Give the points.
Yeah. You called it. You read it, huh?
Yeah.
Then it says PPS, and this gets really confusing. Steve from Hawaii says, if you come in the fall after daylight savings time, the difference is an hour closer.
Oh.
Because they don't go on daylight savings time.
So it'd be 5 hours.
What is it? Who else? Was it like
6 hours.
Utah? Yeah. Who else doesn't do it?
Arizona.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a pain in the ass if you're in business. It never matches up. I'm sorry. It says, Chick will like this because he can enjoy breakfast football.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You've been in L.A. during...
When I lived in San Diego, we had... Yeah. Everything started early. It was great.
So what time does the first football game 10 start?
10 in the morning.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
So it would
West
be...
West Coast time.
7 in the morning in Hawaii.
Something like that, probably. Yeah.
And that and then the overseas games...
Oh, don't even get me started.
They'd be...
the next day.
No, they'd be the
night before.
Yeah.
Wow, this is confusing. So, well, thank you, Steve. Maybe we can be Hawaii bound. I have never been there. I have certainly purchased a lot of air tickets for other people to go.
I've been there for 3 days.
Lots of pictures of members of my family in Hawaii.
Wow. I've heard the cockroaches in Hawaii, you can ride them and rope them. That's what I've heard.
No snakes.
Very large.
Yeah. What do you mean no snakes?
There are no snakes in Hawaii.
Really?
Is that true?
That's a blanket statement.
Yeah.
No snakes in Hawaii.
No snakes.
Are you going to follow it up with the fact as to why there are no snakes?
How do you know that?
Are you going to crazily get mad and tell it, I bet you $10 million, Arson?
Just thought I heard it.
There's no rabies in Hawaii. Did you know that?
No.
Rabies has not made it to Hawaii.
Well, let's hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
There are no boy cats in Hawaii.
Isn't
that weird?
The female cats have learned to reproduce on their own.
Yep.
No crime in Hawaii.
By the way, did you see that story last week?
No, what was this?
What?
I forget the scientific name for it.
I missed
a snake at a zoo, and I think it was in England, for the second time has given birth, and there were no other snakes in there. So
I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, yeah. What? I'll dig it up.
Couldn't a snake be in the ground somewhere and they wouldn't see it?
Who knows?
Where they live?
Snakes are not native to Hawaii and are illegal to own, but a few non-native species do exist.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, so it's like the Everglades. They bring in the...
But they're tiny little things. They look more like earthworms, but they call them snakes.
Do we have the visual of the license plate?
Is this a Hawaiian license plate?
That's another topic.
Are we switching gears? We're not talking about Hawaii anymore?
No.
You know, Hawaii license plates, 13 figures long. Isn't that something?
Yeah, the personal license plates there. Can you imagine?
And they're longer than bumpers.
The first five letters have to be A's.
Yes.
A.
There's a guy in my neighborhood that has one.
Hawaiian
license plate.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he's excited that you've told everyone this?
Well, I'm not going to.
How many people in our neighborhood have, or in our area have a Hawaii? Now everybody knows.
Well, everybody knows if they see his car, it's got a Hawaiian license plate on it.
Back plate or front?
A back.
They didn't know until you said it. Now they're going to be looking for it.
Now the police will pull him over.
That's a
fine. It's illegal, Tom. Yeah. It's illegal.
Okay, what is the current price of gasoline in Hawaii? I can only imagine.
Well, you know, prices are slightly higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, well, of course. It's an island. They got to bring everything in.
Yeah, all the gas stations over there, instead of a number, it just says nope.
You don't want to know.
Current price is $5.07 a gallon for regular.
Well, okay. It might be that in
California.
That's
not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more than that in California.
You can collect 6 dinner glasses.
Oh.
All the service stations.
I see.
So that's a good deal.
Okay, do we have a photograph of this license plate? There we go. Can you see that from the...
Sure can.
Yep, sir.
Yeah, that's a bragger is what you got there.
It's a nice Audi.
Adept. It's the Audi wagon, I believe.
Yeah, and what state is that? Can you see?
I'm going to say New Mexico, maybe?
It's got a racy plate. Do you notice that?
The plate is, Christy, it's MUFDVR.
What do you think that is?
I have a guess.
What's
your
guess?
The first word would be muff.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Muff diver? What the hell is that?
I didn't know if I could say that.
Now, Christy, what is a muff? Don't tell us. Show us.
It would have been much funnier if that car had been a Subaru and there was a lady getting into it.
It's a fur-lined pouch.
Softball tonight?
Oh, yeah.
You
put your hands in.
Keep them warm.
Muff keeps your hands in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And if you can put your hands in and flip a coin, that muff's too big.
Thank you very much.
The old joke, now try clapping. I can't. Tight, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, that is the rest of it.
That is a fine joke. Yeah. Almost as good as the one about I left it in the sink. Yes, that is from New Mexico.
Somebody was asleep in New Mexico at the driver's license break.
Yeah, they've got that one through.
Yeah, they got that one passed.
And probably not for long. They apparently the various... I'm not sure what the name of that gig would be if you work for the license branch in a given state. They share lists of... Yeah,
so you have Muff Diver, okay? It's on your car.
I don't.
Right.
Can they, as a person...
Theoretical.
Shut up. Now, can... can the state come and
take it back? Yes.
Yank it off your
they
car?
They can?
They probably could, right?
And then you'd have to get a bumper sticker that says, I'd rather be muff diving.
I see about 7 ICE agents in masks coming to get that.
Yeah,
that's what I see.
They charge up.
That's right.
And the guy pulls out a little screwdriver.
The guy goes, it's a Phillips, you jerk.
Give us a plate.
Don't give me a flathead. Oh, dear God, this guy's got an Allen wrench. Okay, sorry. So send us your letters.
We've got the rundown on the snakes in Hawaii.
Okay, but good to know. Now let's move forward here.
Do you wear slippers at home?
No, never.
Just barefoot or just...
No, I can't go barefoot.
Because of the odor.
Do you wear those boots all over the
house?
His
toenails clack against the tile like a velociraptor.
No, I put orange insoles in
my
slippers.
Foot odor. You have a foot odor problem, yes or no?
Not at all.
I don't believe you.
No, I don't have a foot odor problem. Would you like to smell my feet?
No.
They're currently swimming in powder.
I have an email. Something that will make Josh happy. Dear Bob and Tom Show. Hello, everyone at the Bob and Tom Show. I hope all is well, especially Josh.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm feeling better. We're getting back on track.
I wanted to let you know, my name is Mark Dobson. That's right. I'm Mr. One Man Band.
Oh, whoa, nice, Mark.
Boy. Oh, Mark was here.
That's right.
Love him.
He will be doing his one man band all across the country, including some state fairs very close to us, with Strolling the Grounds with Bot the Robot.
What?
Is he going to, is are we going to get him to come by again?
Well, it's up to you, dude. I understand you guys usually take part of your show at a state fair. It'd be great to see everybody, catch up, and maybe do a couple songs on the old one-man band with you.
You know, nice. Josh has expressed his love of one-man band. So was it your birthday we arranged this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Being a part of the happy 6th anniversary, Josh, was my most fun performance ever. And I'm grateful for being part of that. See you down the road. And I got his phone number right here.
Very nice. Well, we hope to see him again, especially with Bot.
Bot the robot. That's right.
I'm familiar with Bot's work, are you?
He's strolling.
No,
but
I don't know if he works exclusively with Mark. Or...
I know they hope to work together. I've heard rumors of infighting between Bot the robot.
Dobson and Bot?
Dobson and Bot. Something about billing.
Separate flights.
Well, I think he's upset because our one-man band friend has his own roadie, which seems...
Really? Hey, put that on my back.
He was great.
Yes, legitimately good.
Yeah, great. We were
absolutely great.
We were kind of wondering... Because is it going to be kind of cheesy?
Right.
It wasn't.
It is a one-man band.
But no, the man's got talent.
Yeah.
Although I was disappointed. No monkey.
You want to... No, that doesn't necessarily...
It's like more of an organ grinder.
Right. Guarantee a monkey, one-man band.
That's not a one-man band.
Yeah, but it's like one of those crossover things, you know, on TV where they'll have, you know, like Jean-Luc Ponty will... Join some country band.
Electric violinist.
Exactly.
You know what they say about
people got that.
Tom Griswold, paren, Mr. Relatable.
Oh, I saw Jean-Luc years ago. He was amazing. You know what I'm talking about. You'll have some a classical musician might sit in a pop band.
Yeah. Or you'll hear a symphony play.
I'm just saying, occasionally you'll get a one-man band guy who'll have a traditional organ grinder monkey with him.
Yeah, you've seen this?
Oh, absolutely.
You've seen a one-man band.
My phone broke. I couldn't take pictures. It was stellar. I mean, it would be, it'd just be unbelievable.
That would be a lot.
Like if a John Mayer were to walk on the Lawrence Welk show. You know, you've got a genius and a genius, I guess.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of genius for one TV screen.
Now, I've decided if I make it for my 50th anniversary in radio, I'm going to have a plate spinner on the show. Now you're saying.
What year is
first
that?
Off, you when, will. Second, yeah. Yes.
I mean, that defines my life, the plate spinner. You've got that music. I love plate spinners. You never see them anymore. When's the last time you saw a plate spinner?
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So there, when demand stops, those jobs go away, don't
right.
they?
What do you think the reason is that you don't see plate spinners very often anymore?
Lazy Gen X people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now,
there is somewhat of a trick to it, right? There's a notch in the plate.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, sure.
Yes, but I think
but you still have to keep it balanced.
But it's analogous to one's life.
Right.
If you don't pay attention to one of the plates, it's going to fall down and break.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you got to run around and hustle.
And it's up to you.
It's all about multitasking, which I'm incapable of doing.
Correct.
And you continue to try.
I know. It's terrible.
You know, that's a cleaner analogy than Nikki Glaser's. I don't know if you've heard her life is like a gangbang analogy.
No, I haven't.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
And you're trying to balance all of it.
Yeah.
So yours is a little more radio.
Mine's a little more family friendly.
Big news, of course, with the Artemis.
Yep.
And I didn't see the first one, so I've been a bit lost this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But... Oh, nothing for that.
I'm sorry. I thought you were serious.
I thought you were serious, too.
I think Bruce Willis was in the first one.
Oh, that's right. Well, Ludy writes in.
Ludy?
Yes.
Spell it.
L-U-D-Y. It's a play on his last name.
Oh, okay.
So Ludy, he goes by Ludy. Like I would go by... Oh, very nice.
Ludy.
Gary Grant.
Larry Grant. Carrie's lesser-known brother. Just as handsome, but couldn't act at all.
The Clint Howard.
I love Clint.
I do, too.
Clint's great actor.
And actually, he can act. Yeah, yes.
And Perth, if you're looking for a great book that's going to make you feel good, is it called Brothers, I think?
No.
Nope. The Boys.
Sorry. Yeah, it's Ron Howard and Clint Howard. It's such a heartwarming, great book. Anyway.
Ron Howard and Clint Howard are brothers?
Yes, sir.
Son of a gun.
It's a really good book.
Revealed in the final chapter of that book.
Edge of
we're
my
brothers.
and their father's name was Rance.
Yes.
R-A-N-C. Yeah. Very awkward introducing him to Asian folks.
Well, they just thought he was Lance.
Gosh.
But I don't think his name really was Rance, was it?
It was a cowboy name he picked up from some old movie.
Like Lenny.
Rance Romance.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Josh. Right, back to your letter.
Ludi wants to know.
This is the longest letter ever.
Do you know at which Hollywood studio the Artemis II footage is being filmed? I believe it's MGM.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you loser.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from top of the rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.